KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen. This report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports, the second round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament is complete as Friday's schedule came and went with just one upset. Dayton pulled off the day's surprise as Deshaun Pierce, or Pierre, that is, scored 20 points and had 9 rebounds in a 66-53 triumph over number 6 Providence in the East Region. Dayton next plays number 3 Oklahoma. The Sooners were 69-60 winners against Albany. Also in the East Region, Paul Jesperson led 5 Northern Iowa players in double figures with 16 points, and Seth Tuttle had 14 in a 71-54 win over Wyoming. The 5th-seeded Panthers built a 21-point lead after scoring 11 of the first 12 points to start the second half. Denzel Valentine scored 16 points and went 6-for-6 at the free throw line in the final 30 seconds to seal Michigan State's 70-63 triumph over Georgia in Charlotte. The Spartans next take on second seed Virginia, which got 22 points from Malcolm Brogdon in a 79-67 win against number 15 Belmont. Anthony Gill finished with 16 points and Justin Anderson added 15 in the Cavs' 30th victory. Freshman Quentin Snyder hit the winning free throws, and Wayne Blackshear finished with 19 points as 4th-seeded Louisville escaped with a 57-55 win against UC at Irvine. 3rd-seeded Oklahoma was a 69-60 winner against Albany as Deshaun Thomas provided 18 points and 4 blocks. Meanwhile, out in the West region, Joseph Young scored 27 points and Elgin Cook added 18 to carry number 8 Oregon to a 79-73 triumph over Oklahoma State. Oregon's reward for winning is a Sunday clash with top-ranked Wisconsin, which beat Coastal Carolina 86-72. Over in the South region of the NCAA, Aaron White scored 13 straight points as part of an 18-3 run early in the second half in Iowa's 83-52 pounding of Davidson. White delivered 26 points for the 7th-seeded Hawkeyes, while Mike Gesell added 15 to help Iowa advance to play 2nd-seed Gonzaga. The Bulldogs of Gonzaga were 86-76 winners against North Dakota State behind Kyle Wilcher's 23 points. Kevin Bangos had 18 to help Gonzaga move to within one victory of their first trip to the Sweet 16 since 2009. Also, top-seeded Duke has advanced as Quinn Cook scored 22 points in an 85-56 rout of Robert Morris. Next up for Duke is number 8 San Diego State, which used J.J. O'Brien's 18 points to beat St. John's 76-64. And in the Midwest region, Frank Mason III scored 17 points and 2nd-seeded Kansas raced out to a 34-16 lead en route to a 75-56 victory over number 15 seed New Mexico State. Fred Van Vliet matched his career high with 27 points and Ron Baker made big free throws late in Wichita State's 81-76 triumph against Indiana. Milo Trimble, Des Wells, and Jared Nickens each scored 14 points as 4th-seeded Maryland knocked out Valparaiso 65-62 to set up a game against number 5 West Virginia. Devin Williams led the Mountaineers with 17 points, grabbed 9 rebounds, and hit 2 free throws with 2 minutes and 10 seconds left to put his team ahead to stay in a 68-62 win over Buffalo. In women's college hoops, Allie Disterhoff scored 18 points. Freshman Whitney Jennings had 16. And 3rd-seeded Iowa held off American 75-67 Friday in the first round of the NCAA tournament in Iowa City. Melissa Dixon had 15 points with 4 threes for the Hawkeyes, who are 25-7, and who will host 11th-seeded Miami in the second round on Sunday. It wasn't easy for Iowa, though. American had a game tied at 36-all at the halftime, and the Hawkeyes needed a 15-6 run after the break to start feeling comfortable. American rallied with 69-64 and 2:47 left in the game, but couldn't get any closer. Jen Demayak had a game-high 23 points for the Eagles, who were making their NCAA tournament debut. Allie Mallett had 18 points and 12 rebounds to help 7th-seeded Dayton beat number 10 Iowa State Friday 78-66 in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Nicole Kidd-Blakowski's 3-pointer cut Iowa State's 17-point deficit to 7 with 2 minutes and 32 seconds remaining, but that was as close as the Cyclones would come before succumbing to Dayton. Iowa State also had 9 of its 12 turnovers in the second half. First in the Atlantic 10 Conference this season in field goal percentage, Dayton continued that trend into the postseason. It shot 48%, including 16 of 28 in the first half. Mallett was efficient in scoring her game-high 18 points, going 7 of 13 from the field. Dayton will move on to the second round Sunday to play the winner between number 2 Kentucky and number 15 Tennessee State. The Cyclones finished their season at 18 and 13. In the NFL, the Browns have signed free agent wide receiver Dwayne Bowe, who gives them a legitimate down-the-field target to help their passing game. The 30-year-old spent the previous 8 seasons with the Kansas City Chiefs and is second on the Chiefs' all-time list with 532 receptions. He also scored 44 touchdowns. The Browns have been in need of a number one wide receiver since former Pro Bowler Josh Gordon was suspended by the NFL for the 2015 season for drug violations. Former All-Pro Darren Sharper is looking at a long stretch in prison. The attorney for the former safety has reached a plea agreement for Sharper that will settle rape charges involving at least 9 women in 4 states. All the alleged incidents came after Sharper's retirement in 2011. The cases involved similar allegations that he slipped drugs to women and sexually assaulted them when they were unconscious or otherwise unable to resist or consent. The Clark County, Nevada district attorney said that Sharper is expected to plead guilty there on Tuesday to one felony count of attempted sexual assault with the expectation that he'll face between 38 months and 8 years in prison. That's a check of sports for this hour, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.